This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, raw milk on tap. Liz Reitzig's going to join us and talk about the petition to the FDA, how you can support their efforts. A new group coming on, the Real Food Consumer Organization or Cooperative. We'll talk about it with her. But right now, we got to cool some inflammation. I got in trouble because I wasn't getting to the point fast enough. Captain Morgan is back. I feel berated and bruised. I need to take some Arnica, advanced Arnica, but I'm okay, Captain. I can handle it. Throw it at me.
I'm just inflamed because of all the inflammation. I'm sorry.
Inflamed because of all the inflammation talk.
Well, it is also inflaming because for a lot of people, it's become a chronic issue. Sure. And a lot of it, I know you'll probably say, has to do with diet and things like that. But for those of us who have just been kind of dealing with it for a long time, we want something now. And we're getting to the point where we will take all of the things. So you mentioned phosphorus in the last segment.
Yes.
So I have taken phosphorus before, but can you take phosphorus and arnica and silver and CBD and turmeric all at the same time?
Yes, yes. And the thing is, they're all complementary. They're not mutually exclusive. They work a little different, each and every one of them. The only thing I say to take separately in terms of a time moment in time is the silver, because I want the silver to be absorbed or utilized or transited where you need it to go without binding to anything else. If it's the GI, of course, we use the aloe vera with it. But I want to, you know, back off just a little bit about, you know, homeopathic phosphorus or even arnica, and remind folks that one of the primary reasons we have inflammatory compounds, if they're metabolic, is because of excretory pathway congestion, liver congestion, kidney congestion. When those organs of elimination can't keep up with the metabolic waste production and detoxify efficiently, we have compounds that stick around, like Superdon brought up cherry juice, because that binds with uric acid. Uric acid is not a toxic environmental waste. It's a metabolic waste that we're designed by our creator to transform and excrete. But when we're overwhelmed, when our liver is congested, when there's too much going on, then even a normal metabolic waste can create inflammation anywhere in the system or systems that we have. So Bryonia, I've talked about homeopathic or homeopathic detox drainage remedies. Over the years, Dr. King and I, we've been talking a lot about homeopathic detox. And so that's important. We've talked about other minerals like selenium and chromium to help the liver do its job. We've talked alpha-lipoic acid. We've talked milk thistle. We've talked dandelion. We've talked, let's see, what else? What's the common one?
Okay, slow down a second. I have a question about the, this is freshman Friday. This is the beginner level. So, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, the dandelion tea and different juices and even like a juice cleanse and stuff like that.
Yep.
I get that all of that will help to pull toxins out. But if your liver and kidneys are backed up, but you're basically taking things that like pull more toxins out and then make you pee more, isn't that stuff still going to get like congested in the liver and kidneys? Like, what is, what is a way that you can clean them without wearing them out more? Because it seems like the more you would detox, the more worn out that they would get. And I have friends that are my age that are getting kidney transplants. Like,
wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not dealing with normal metabolic waste anymore. I mean, that's like well beyond. When you're talking kidney failure, they've been exposed to some nasty things that are beyond just what God intended us to be able to process and excrete. There's no question in my mind that that's happening. And, of course,
a lot of us are dealing with an insane amount of, you know, lifetime medications,
right,
you know, already
right.
By the time we're 35 now with this next generation. So
yep.
Is there a way to check on or kind of feel out how your liver and kidneys are doing, like, before you do a huge detox and then just more stuff gets stuck in there and piles up on it? Is that a thing?
Well, there's two things that you're asking here. One is, of course, the collection or the release of the accumulated toxins or waste, right? And then we think, okay, they're going to have to be brought to the liver and kidneys, and you're concerned about overworking them because they've already been overworked to the point where they're not working so well, right? So there's a parallel pathway. It isn't just about mobilizing and alerting the body to dump. It's about the processes and functions of those organs in the system. That's why, for me, homeopathic drainage remedies or detoxification support formulas are critical, because they're not causing a fast dumping per se as much as they are restoring the function of the organs themselves, right? So that they can handle the load that's been in there for a long time that the body is reluctant to get rid of because of that very congestion. So there are parallel tracks here that I'm, you know, this is why you have the awesome Freshman Friday segments, because you're asking great questions, and yet there's a distinction in the question. It's not just about stirring up the pot and sending them there where they're already a bigger problem. That's why, you know, I agree with you. To prepare the way is very important. So I work homeopathically, and of course we'll rebuild the stores of the key minerals that are critical for the transformation of those waste and ultimately the metabolic functioning of the liver and the kidneys, for instance. And the dandelions of the world can help because they're nourishing to those organ systems. But the homeopathic signatures that we introduce is the functional, the energetic, metabolic, functional restart of those systems that have been so corrupted.
So what are the homeopathic drainage things that we're supposed to take?
Well, my three favorite ones, and I've talked about them many times over the years, Bryonia alba, which is the common hops, Nux vomica, N-U-X vomica, V-O-M-I-C-A, not vomita, but vomica, and then chelidonium, which is the celandine plant. These are the three most important liver polycrests. Now, there are formulations available to people that have all three and more together to support the elimination system. And you can go as slowly or as quickly as you need or want to go in support of your recovery. So I say this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You're not trying to race to the finish line unless you're on death's door. If you're not, you want to gradually repair and rebuild slowly over time. And that's something, I guess, Captain, you're urging me. I can hear you behind the scenes. to say, you know what, you need to bring your remedies out to the world because, you know, they're kind of lacking right out there, the choice to do something like this. So what you're urging me to do, whether you know it or not, is to work a little harder and faster to bring those back out to the world.
I'm glad I can crack the whip. I always approve of more business opportunities.
Yeah, I know. That's where you're. Mom thinking, how do I heal the world and the people on it? And it's like, wait a second, there's business involved there? I don't want that. Oh, yeah, I guess I have to. Right. So, I appreciate you so much for that. So these are the things that we can do. Now, I don't want to overlook the most important element for all of these things, which is water. And we've talked, and I don't know if people have seen my lecture about lung health from Canada. It was an interesting one. I think maybe I'm going to have to redo that because it was so neat to be able to put some of the pieces of the puzzle together for the respiratory system compensating for lack of liver and kidney function. And one of the things I showed, due to the peer-reviewed literature, in fact, is the molecular hydrogen that we would normally produce if we eat a raw vegetarian diet primarily, we would find we'd be feeding insoluble fiber to the microbiome in a good, healthy gut ecology. And that microbiome, those critters, those microbiological organisms, bacteria, will produce lots of hydrogen. Hydrogen is like the ultimate, you know, on the periodic table, it's number one, the ultimate antioxidant. To reduce the causes of inflammation, the free radicals, the hydroxyl radicals. So drinking Echo water every day, and I don't know that you're doing that yet, Captain Morgan, could help, and it's helped a lot of people in similar situations.
That is interesting because I think we kind of forget about that, or the drinking of water seems basic, mm-hmm. but every little bit helps, and it's kind of all these things together, and I think sometimes it just feels like a lot to juggle, but it's all sure. important, and one step at a time, I guess, to keep implementing, you know, as much as you can, one after the other, right?
Right, and Dr. Batman Gelage, who I interviewed, his work as a physician was a legendary. He wrote Your Body's Many Cries for Water, and that was back in 2002, and if you go to robertswater.com, you can actually listen to it on YouTube. And
that is actually a really great interview for anybody to just put it on in the background while you're doing something else. It's worth listening to. It'll totally change your outlook on hydration.
Just amazing. But we know metabolically, scientifically validated, that for every 1% drop from optimal hydration, you can have as much as a 10% drop in metabolic efficiency, cellular metabolic efficiency. So let's say if you have a liver function designed to work at 100 and you're a little bit dehydrated, you could be 10, 20, 30% less than optimal just simply because you don't have enough water in the system. And we don't wait to become thirsty to drink is the point, too. By the time you have a thirst mechanism saying, hey, you need to drink water, you're past that point where you should have been hydrating prior to that. So the Echo Water just has the best purification technology as well as the ability to produce the maximum amount of hydrogen available in a home unit scenario.
So, again, people can go to robertswater.com to get more information and also to figure out how to acquire an Echo Water system for their own house. And that's a really good step in terms of detoxing in general and inflammation specifically.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Think about this. And what we've also shown is that the hydrogen, the presence of hydrogen, enhances the ability of the body to utilize selenium, for instance, that number one antioxidant besides the hydrogen. So it enhances all of the supplements that you're taking already. It makes them work even better. So we talk about enhancing the kung fu of your metabolism. Hydration is key, and hydrogen is key. So when you go to robertswater.com, you can download the latest version of the ebook on the subject matter. And Paul has been making, Paul Baratero, our good buddy from Echo, has made a lot of innovations to make it more affordable and accessible for home use on top of the sink, under the sink. They've got hydrogen units now that are much smaller, that don't split the water into acid and alkaline. You have neutral pH water with lots of hydrogen. So, Captain, I think we got a lot of good stuff out today on the subject of inflammation reduction.
I'm pretty excited about this week's sessions. Yeah, I hope people take away a lot, and I would love to hear some feedback in the comments about if people have tried this stuff, are using this stuff, or have further questions on this that we can bring for you next week.
Excellent, excellent. And all y'all that want to drink some real milk, raw milk, you think you don't do milk and you can't do milk, you won't know until you try raw, real milk. We'll talk about that with Liz Reitzig coming up next. I'm not saying everybody needs to drink it, but it isn't the poison for everybody, just like it isn't the panacea for everybody. But we want you to have freedom of access to that. And we're going to talk about how to take on the FDA and get just that. Cap Morgan, excellent Freshman Fridays, two segments. Whenever we can, we'd love to do that with you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Getting ready to head into the Memorial Day weekend, raise a tall glass of cold, fresh, organic, raw, which is the only real form of milk, to those who have traveled before us this Memorial Day weekend. And we're going to do that right now with our good friend Liz Reitzig. Liz, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. Thanks so much. It's so great to be back on.
Now, am I encouraging folks to be criminals out here? Because I said everybody should raise a tall glass of raw milk. And I just don't know if the FDA likes that.
Oh, the FDA sure does not like that. But technically, drinking it is still not a crime, at least not here in the U.S.
Right, right. Well, the thing is, if you have it and you want to take it across state lines, I think that's where the FDA is claiming some form of jurisdiction to say, no, 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 we can't have any of that.
Exactly. There's a federal regulation that criminalizes the interstate transportation of raw milk intended for human consumption.
Interstate transportation. Now, some states, you know, you get around this within the state, of course, even if it's supposedly against the law for human consumption, that you just buy it for your pet. Right. Whether you have a pet or not, they don't check. But, you know, OK, my kids are pets. They love it. So the idea here, of course, is not to bow down to authoritarians that have no earthly idea what they're talking about in terms of protecting human or animal life. It's to how to find a way to, you know, basically provide the nutrition we perceive and believe is right for each of us. And maybe with the dawning of the Trump administration, that might be possible, because what Donald Trump says, he wants to reduce regulation. And I think there was a memorandum to that effect that got your attention and got the attention of Jonathan Ebert.
Definitely. And that's been my focus for the past few months, is working on a petition directly to the FDA basically asking them to repeal that ban of interstate transportation of raw milk. And that has some caveats. So it's not just blanket, because we know the politics here and what's involved in that. And as you mentioned, Jonathan Emord, he's got an incredibly politically sharp mind. And we've worked with him on filing this petition that says, essentially, if a farmer labels their milk as raw milk and puts a warning label on saying that what is possible within that raw milk, and then a recipe for home pasteurization, that they be exempt from the enforcement of that regulation.
Well, it's the theory that people are smart enough to read a label and decide for themselves the risks and the rewards with consuming it raw, or, as you say, even to pasteurize it at home under your own control. And, you know, that seems to be a very reasonable, I don't know if you'd call it a compromise, perhaps so, in a overly regulatory state for the people that want to. Because, let's face it, most people still don't even know what raw milk is. They just assume milk comes as a pasteurized product automatically. But there are a growing number of people that realize the health benefits of consuming milk as it's been consumed on this planet since there's been milk.
Right. And what this does, Robert, is it gives people choice, like you just said. It gives people information so they can make a choice that is best for them. It opens up a market where previously there's been no market, no legal market whatsoever. And, you know, Robert, for us moms, and I know I'm sure for you dads as well, mm-hmm. but this is so vital because we watch our children. We observe. And isn't that the crux of science is observation? We watch as our children heal. No more allergies. No more asthma. And we know that this food is an incredibly wonderful, beneficial, healing food. And the fact that the FDA wants to criminalize me, a mom, for transporting raw milk across state lines to feed my children, it's ludicrous. And so what this does is it opens up that if, as long as the farmers have a label on their milk, they're saying they're going to be exempt from those aggressive, horrific raids that so many farmers have gotten recently. Mm.
Well, you are a renegade, as am I. I remember a number of years ago when we first connected, there was the Raw Milk Freedom Ride, and we actually broadcast live with Natural News Radio, and there was even a video of that where we were transporting raw milk across state lines right to the steps of the FDA to show how absurd it is. And I think delivered milk and cookies to those who were ready, and nobody got hurt, nobody was harmed, not even the cows.
That's right. We had this beautiful milk and cookies rally where we invited FDA regulators to participate and come and listen to why this is important to us, and nobody got hurt. Nope. In fact, you know that millions of parents are turning to this food every single day, and we don't have people dropping dead from it. It's just not happening. So there's such a disconnect between the regulation and the reality.
Correct. There's a difference between regulation and reality. I say that all the time. And by the way, those were the Obama years where there was a heavier, you know, influx or let's say bias toward regulating our behavior. And the guise of protecting us. I don't want nor need their protection, but if you do, you still have the choice to buy pasteurized milk. The question is there a parallel track that would allow freedom of choice? We're going to talk with Liz Reisig about this petition and how you can participate and support the efforts to make raw milk available, even if it's transported interstate. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now, talking with Liz Reitzig about this raw milk freedom petition, if you will, to say to the FDA under the Trump administration, where he seems to be more open to reduced regulation, could there be a way that the people who so choose to consume milk raw in that natural, real state, could do so, while those that feel like they want pasteurized milk could also be protected in their own minds in that way. And the basis for this petition and reaching out to Jonathan Ebor, was it stimulated into thought because of Trump's view of reducing regulation?
Well, one of the reasons we are doing this now is because of Trump's executive order to the agencies to reduce regulation. And to be clear, this is a citizen's petition to the FDA, so it's not something that we're sending around to get signatures on. It's something that we're presenting to the FDA, and they legally have to respond to us within 180 days.
Gotcha. And, of course, what you're saying is you're not even trying to argue on, I guess, what we would call the science that's on our side, or even the adverse event reporting system, which is on our side, which shows that raw milk is actually a lot less likely to cause harm than pasteurized milk. But it's more or less an acknowledgement, okay, this is where your perception is of harm, so let's label based on those that want to consume raw milk, that you let them know these are the possibilities. And, of course, if you'd like to, you can pasteurize this at home based on these recommendations at this level, at this temperature, for this length of time, and you can also have pasteurized milk at home.
That's right. It's so much about choice and opening up a market where zero exists right now. It's better than nothing. So giving people a choice, they can still, and this is true for people who want pasteurized milk. This way they can still get milk from a farm near them, even if that farm happens to be across state lines, and then they can follow the recipe for home pasteurization.
Beautifully done. Now, the question is, the FDA has not been likely, very friendly to our perspectives in the past. Have they ever been proposed such a reasonable, even what we consider even in their eyes, to say, okay, we're not fighting you on this issue of pasteurization. We're just saying, hey, acknowledging there's a market for this. Let's label it so people are taking responsibility for this instead of relying on, these distant or disparate factory farms in their milk.
You know, as far as I know, no, the FDA has never been in such a win-win-win situation before in regards to raw milk, because we're essentially saying, hey, keep your worldview, but don't enforce when farmers are using this labeling scenario. And we're giving them such a beautiful opportunity to address the executive order that Trump issued saying reduce your regulation, because we're saying, look, you guys don't have to be the bad guys anymore for go aggressively raiding small, peaceful farms. You know, moms want this food. Farmers want to provide it. Now, you guys don't have to be the bad guys for going after them with guns and repeatedly confiscating product, dumping out good, viable food. Just let this label happen, and then you guys are off the hook, and you're not these awful bad guys anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But
it's such a win-win for the FDA as well as for the rest of us, as you can tell.
Well, I think that's some reflection of the brilliance of Jonathan Ebor's legal mind to put it in that perspective. It's like, if your bottom line is making this accessible, one of the long-term projects you could have is convincing the FDA and Congress critters about the viability and the superiority of raw milk as a food. But that could take years and may never succeed because of the built-in bias. However, if you look to say, all right, let's not upset their milk cart, so to speak,
yeah,
and not even take them on that issue, say, we're going to give you your concerns. You can still have those concerns, but we're going to use labeling and let the consumer choice be the default mechanism based on Trump's perspective on reducing regulations. As you said, taking them out of the bad guy position of having to raid small family businesses doesn't look good for them, even if they think they're doing the right thing. And I just think it's brilliant.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it gives consumers and parents this choice that we haven't had before.
So how do people, as you said, you're not looking for people to sign on to the petition because it's a petition directly to the FDA, on behalf of which group or organizations, and what support can people out there listening to this provide for you?
Thank you so much for asking, Robert. Yes, it's a newer organization. It's called the Real Food Consumer Coalition. And we founded as an organization to help protect this relationship between farmers and consumers, and as a consumer advocate. One of our first actions was to work with an Amish farmer to get off contempt of court issues, which we very effectively did. And now we're regrouping to work on this petition, and then the lobbying efforts that are going to go hand in hand with this petition, because we want something, we want to build a stronger foundation than just relying on the courtesy of the FDA to honor this request. So we're also going to follow through with a much longer term and much stronger lobbying foundation where we have legislation introduced. And we are looking for people who want to support those efforts. We need financial contributions. We need people who are willing to do some logistics work. And anybody who's interested, they can go to our page. We have a GoFundMe set up for donations and can reach out to me personally if they want to participate in other ways.
And we have the link in the show notes today heading into the weekend, so check it out at robertscottbell.com. We've also published the press release about this consumer's petition of the FDA for labels instead of raids. And again, thanks to the brilliance of our good friend Jonathan Emord here to help out in this regard. I'm so glad. I'm sure he enjoyed addressing an issue like this because he loves liberty as much as anybody I've ever met.
Yes, Jonathan is a true liberty warrior.
Yeah, indeed. So what other issues besides, again, we got the support aspect through the fundraiser GoFundMe as well as the information on it as well. Are there any things that should be done, or is this outside of the hands of even congressional purview at this point? You're just going directly to the bureaucratic oligarchy at the FDA and saying, hey, here's the win-win scenario. What say you within, what, 80 days, 90 days, 180 days, what'd you say?
The timeline for them to answer is 180 days from the original filing date, which was April 26th. And within those 180 days, we are going to be launching a congressional campaign on this, you know, congressional campaign meaning an effort to get support in Congress for this. So I will be reaching back out to ask for people to contact representatives, but that is not this time right now. Right now, what we need the most support in is getting the word out and direct donations to fund our larger lobbying effort.
Excellent. All right, everybody, you know, hit the streets or send your Federal Reserve notes or digital currency over to this new group, the Real Food Consumer Organization. And Liz has been at it for a long time, so it's not technically new, you know, per se, because you've been running through these things for a long time. This seems to be getting more efficient in terms of the kung fu that's being utilized, and no one has to get hurt doing it. That's a beautiful thing. Now, what about our neighbors to the north? I was just in Canada for the big conference there that we do, Total Health. And I got to see Michael Schmidt again, and we had him on more recently, the ridiculous attacks on him. Are there similar efforts going on in Canada in support of our raw milk farmers there?
Yes, and I'm so glad you mentioned Michael. He's such an advocate for this up in Canada. There's a really big case happening just in a couple days, Robert. On Monday, they're back in court, and this time it's to hear whether or not their motion for permanent injunction is granted or not. And this motion is by the York region and Ontario. So this is against raw milk distribution. If this motion is granted, then it will further criminalize the distribution of raw milk to the point where even parents who are advocates can be criminalized for it. This is really, really heavy what's happening in Canada. And Michael is asking everybody who possibly can to come out to the courts to help out in whatever ways they can, because this is the end game for raw milk in Canada, essentially.
Well, you know, we think about police state USA, but man, it's police state Canada at this point, and Trump's got nothing on what's going on up there at that point for those that don't seem to like Trump no matter what he does. But looks like Canada's doing some pretty nasty things to the people there, the families that love raw milk and want to access it for their children or themselves. So Monday, this coming Monday, if you're listening to us live, that'll be Memorial Day in the United States, not necessarily in Canada, but you can, you know, meet at wherever the courthouse is. Is it going to be in Ontario?
It's in Ontario, yes. It's Newmarket Courthouse, 50 Eagle Street, Newmarket in Ontario.
Okay, Michael Schmidt's a guy as worthy as anyone we've ever covered here on the show in terms of your support. He's a man of sincerely held, deeply held convictions to support your access to you know, raw milk, real food, food freedom, and the things that you like to do here. So you're actually going to be going up for that too?
Yes, I will be there for it. I work directly with Michael on PR and strategy for all of this, so I'll be there right by his side and can provide any additional information to people who are interested in getting the word out or who want to be there for any part of it.
Well, the Real Food Consumer Organization, as you're calling it, does it have a website already?
We do, yes. It's realfoodcc.com. Mm-hmm.
realfoodcc.com. So everybody check that out. We have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, realfoodcc.com. And do you need volunteers to help with the organization outside of what we've just discussed today?
Oh, that's always welcome. You know how these grassroots efforts goes. It's always great to have people who are interested in participating. They can reach out directly, and we've got things for them to do.
All right, so it's Real Food Consumer Coalition, Real Food Consumer Coalition, realfoodcc.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got just under a couple of minutes with you, Liz. I mean, I always appreciate your efforts. You know, as a mom that's got a gaggle of kids. My gosh, seen them grow up since some of them were babies. Just amazing what you've been willing to do. Do you see in your family these kids have a strong bent toward activism like this, or do they look at you, Mom, and go, Mom, you're crazy. What are you doing fighting for everybody else's rights? Let's just drink our raw milk in peace and quiet.
Oh, gosh, what can I say? My kids are actually my biggest fans, and it is so incredibly humbling and inspiring at the same time. And when they hear me talk about it, or when they hear me do an interview, and they just look at me and they say, Mom, we're so lucky we have you. And it just, you know how that just, that just gets to the heart of why we're parents and why we do this. Because I want to build a better world for my children. Oh, there's no better reason to do this.
Liz, you're awesome. You really are. And I want to say this because I'm seeing a lot of PR about the new movie Wonder Woman coming out. Because, there aren't enough female role models, super moms, things like that. Dagnabbit, Liz Reitzig, you're right there as Wonder Woman. For me, in real life, the things that you're doing. And I'm glad that your kids recognize it. And if they ever forget it, you just have them listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we'll give a shout-out to you, Liz, the real Wonder Woman.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everybody, support the efforts here. We've got them linked up in the show notes. Liz, have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend as well. And I know you'll be up in Canada for Michael Schmidt. Give him our love and support as well when you see him.
I will indeed. Thank you so much.
All right, back after this to wrap it up with Super Don.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, special thanks to Captain Morgan for great Freshman Fridays today. We've reduced everybody's inflammation. Thank you again to Liz Reisig as well. Links are up in the show notes. Captain Morgan did that too. RobertScottBell.com. And thanks to John Rappaport. And, of course, Super Don. Inflaming the populace. No. Oh, taking the inflammation away. That's it. We have the Increase Your Energy Summit this weekend.
Yes.
It's Memorial Day weekend. Everybody sign up in the show
notes.
You
got nothing else going on. I know people are going to be barbecuing and do stuff like that. But if you have some spare time, go sign up for it. Because I went through it because I was waiting every day. I was like, is today the day Robert's on? Oh, no, it's these other people. And I checked that out. You know, finally, they saved the best for last.
All right.
But, yeah, go sign up. And they're going to be replaying the whole thing starting on May 27th. So sign up now.
Yep, it's free. And go to robertscottbell.com. There's a banner. Click it. You're there. All right, folks, a finale here. I know what jelly beans are, but Super Don, you brought this up off the air, and you were astonished, and so was Captain Morgan, that I didn't know what jelly bellies were.
You didn't know what jelly bellies are. How would you not know what how could you live on the face of the earth unless you've been in a cave and not know what jelly bellies are?
I was raised in caves in Tora Bora. No, I don't know.
I guess.
I mean, I thought a jelly belly was an insult to someone who's carrying a little bit too
much in the middle. Not a bad North Pole joke. That's not.
Or that, but you know, but again, apparently it's the brand name for that jelly bean company that makes all of the most of the stuff.
Yeah, well, they make they're unique. They're not just your run of the mill jelly beans. They have very unique and unusual flavors to the jelly beans,
like dog food.
It comes with a chart. Literally, when you buy the jelly beans, it comes with a chart so you can tell which ones are what flavor. And they have, you know, weird ones like popcorn is the one that I always think of, the popcorn jelly bellies. But anyway.
You know, I must not have been into jelly beans. I'll just say that. But I remember one that was supposed to taste like Coca-Cola years ago.
Yeah.
That I remember. I mean, I have a weird memory of that, but I just didn't remember the brand name. But the thing is anybody under the impression that these are healthy? I mean, I don't know if there are even any organic non-GMO jelly beans with no food coloring. I don't know if that exists. And I just wonder, you know, going back to Ronald Reagan's love of jelly beans, and he had Alzheimer's, you know, could there be a relationship? So I've always said avoid these nasty things, but was somebody convinced that they were somehow healthier than they were and they sued? What's the story?
Well, this is weird because, you know, the headline on this here is Jelly Belly sued by woman claiming she didn't know jelly beans contain sugar.
Now, come on, really?
This is like...
You know, what? This is jelly bean naive, because even I, now, if I didn't know what the name of Jelly Bellies were, the brand, that's fine. But I knew that jelly beans had sugar in them.
In case you think this is some isolated incident of somebody being extremely ignorant, this has actually turned into a class action lawsuit. OK,
gosh.
And what's going on here is Jelly Belly apparently had a product called the Jelly Belly Sport Beans. And these were marketed as exercise supplements. And they're supposed to contain carbohydrates and electrolytes and vitamins, which I'm sure were all synthetic. But on the list of ingredients, it had evaporated cane juice. And apparently this lady who would buy these Jelly Belly sports beans, which I'm assuming she'd be doing because she's into fitness and health, could not figure out or was not aware of what evaporated cane juice was. It's sugar.
Yeah. What does she think it was?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but because I guess they didn't label it sugar instead of evaporated cane juice. She's suing Jelly Belly, saying that she thought they did not contain sugar.
Well, what does she think carbohydrates are?
You don't have to ask me. I mean, okay, I understand. All right. It's just dumb. It just doesn't make any sense.
She didn't consult us before she did the lawsuit.
And I think it's because of juice. But again, any fruit juice, what does it have in it?
It's sugar.
It's sugar. You know, I mean.
Evaporated cane juice. So we're done with the day. You know, if she's going to eat them, at least add some chromium into it. Come on. And I don't even think that's going to make up for all the food coloring and all of the nasty stuff. And, of course, the cane sugar, it's evaporated cane juice. And they're going to say, well, it's evaporated. That means it's not there, right? If it evaporates, poof, it disappears. Isn't that what that means? So it shouldn't be there. It evaporated. You said. Maybe we should join the lawsuit, Super Don. What do you think?
I think we'll pass.
And in fact, if we're going to have something sweet this weekend, it's going to be fruit and vegetables from the garden, wherever it's going to be from. Enjoy your cookouts if you're going to do that. Honor the vets that have passed before us and sacrificed ultimately for our freedoms. I appreciate y'all being here with me 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We're going to take a day or so off for the holidays, and we'll be back with some great new shows. Of course, Dr. McTarr, always in the bullpen, ready to do some advanced medicine, so you never know. Just keep listening and tell your friends. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.